This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The political parties have intensified their efforts for the formation of a government after announcement of results for the Lok Sabha elections. The BJP-led NDA secured absolute majority in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all 543 Lok Sabha seats have been declared. The BJP alone has secured 240 seats. Telugu Desam won 16 seats and JDU 12. The India bloc has bagged 233 seats. Others have won 18 seats in the lower house of parliament. The Congress secured 99 seats. Samajwadi Party got 37 seats, while Trinamool Congress 29. DMK managed to win 22 seats. The National Democratic Alliance NDA is scheduled to meet in the capital today to chalk out future course of action to form the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the third consecutive term. Speaking to the media, Lok Jan Shakti Party leader Chirag Paswan has said the new and Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated him for his party's performance in the Lok Sabha elections and also mentioned about NDA meeting scheduled for today. Mr. Paswan said that he will take part in this meeting. Telugu Desam Party TDP Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu held a press conference at his residence in Amravati in Andhra Pradesh this morning before leaving for Delhi to attend the NDA meeting. Mr. Naidu thanked the people of the state for giving TDP a historic victory. He reiterated that this victory is the combined efforts of TDP, Janasena and the BJP. He also said that NDA will usher in prosperity for Andhra Pradesh. JDU President and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, along with close aide Rajiv Ranjan Singh, alias Lalan Singh, and other associates also left Patna for New Delhi this morning to take part in the NDA meeting. LGP Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan will also attend the meeting. Meanwhile, NDA is scheduled to meet in New Delhi today to chalk out future course of action to form the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the third consecutive term. Speaking to the media, Lok Jan Shakti Party leader Chirag Paswan said that Union Home Minister Amit Shah congratulated him for his party's performance in the Lok Sabha elections and also mentioned about NDA meeting scheduled for today. Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. Leaders from Italy, Mauritius, Bhutan, Nepal, Maldives and Sri Lanka congratulated the Prime Minister on his win. In a social media post, President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe, while extending his felicitations to the PM, conveyed his determination to further strengthen the partnership with India. He acknowledged the successful completion of the world's largest democratic exercise with enthusiastic participation from the people of India. Prime Minister Bhutan Sherin Tobgay also expressed anticipation in working closely with Prime Minister Modi to further enhance the relations between the two countries. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister thanked all the leaders for their wishes and looks forward to working together to further deepen their partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today planted a sapling at the Buddha Jayanti Park in New Delhi under Ek Per Ma Kana campaign organized on the occasion of World Environment Day. This campaign aims to be one of its kind mass movement to plant crores of trees across the country. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav and Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena were also present with him. Union Cabinet meeting is underway at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi. Union Ministers Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Rajnath Singh and other cabinet ministers are present in the meeting. The meeting comes a day after NDA's victory in the Lok Sabha polls. It is expected that discussion regarding staking claim to form new government at the centre will be held during the meeting. In Uttarakhand, four trackers of the 22-member team died after getting lost due to adverse weather conditions during their Shashastra Tal track in Uttarkashi district last night. Six people have been rescued with efforts ongoing to save others. Teams from the State Disaster Response Force and Forest Department have been engaged in rescue operations. The trek team with members from Karnataka, Maharashtra and local guides had departed for Shashastra Tal on May the 29th. And that is the end of this news bulletin.